power, power. It's the what? Power, power.
It's the who?
Power, power.
Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power, power.
It's the what?
Power, power.
It's the who?
Power, power.
Every Saturday morning, you need to be tuning in. Wake up, get crushed out your eyes. We about to go live, so come get the schooling in. About our oppression, we answer the questions like, how do we get out this low estate? We let the scripts prophesy. We bringing the Bible to life so that you relate. The world thinks we're rejects, but that word we reject. Watch and we'll show you. Precept upon precept, line upon line, the script say with the greatest, and they can't debate it. Salvation is only for the blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power, power,
it's the what?
Power, power,
it's the who?
Power, power,
yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power, power,
it's the what?
Power, power,
it's the who?
Power, power,
yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power, power,
it's the what?
Power, power,
it's the who?
Power, power,
yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power, power,
it's the one.
Power, power,
it's the who.
Power, power,
yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Hey, shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Power Hour, Native Latin and Black Biblical Topics. I am Captain Joshua.
Shalom, happy Sabbath, Captain Afari.
Shalom, happy Sabbath, Captain Emory.
Praise to the Most High Christ for another blessed Sabbath. I was trying to tell you this off the air, but you spelled plagues wrong. You spelled plagues wrong, producer.
Oh, snap. I was under
you put plagues.
Plagues. Not Hebrew.
It's plagues. It's P-L-A-G.
Yiddish.
Right. All praise to the Most High. Happy Sabbath to the 12 tribes scattered abroad.
Greetings.
I want to go ahead and post some of the links because I haven't been doing that. I haven't been doing the sharing piece. But before I jump into doing that, I'll just kind of set the tone of the show. So I think early in the week I had sent you guys an article. We'll read the article and talk about it. I also have a little video. It's about 8 minutes, and we'll watch it. And so you, producer, you got to be on it because there might be points where I want you to pause so we can talk about pieces of the video. It's about 8 minute video, and I think we get the sense, again, in this bubble that we live in, we're very USA-centric, and we don't realize what's going on in the rest of the world, especially in regards to this virus. We had did the show several weeks back showing how the virus is disproportionately affecting Israelites, right? And we did that here in the States, but we have to see that it's also happening elsewhere. One piece we didn't speak about, and there was an article about the Navajo Nation and how their statistics basically have surpassed New York's. So not in raw numbers, obviously, but in percentages. So we want to talk about how you see the affliction on Gad. And we also want to speak about the video, which shows that in South America, it's hitting them hard as well. And especially, it's similar settings. It's the ones that are in those conditions under the curses where they're not affluent. A lot of the indigenous of the people there, so not the ones that are living in the cities, but that maybe still live in the forest and have the tribes and all that. So we're going to touch on that a little bit to bring awareness to that. So I'm going to go ahead and share some links if you guys want to say anything in regards to that sort of thing. Go right ahead while I do this.
Yeah, it's funny because you mentioned to the scattered Israelites. We don't realize that we're really scattered. It hit me. With the breaking the ground of the USA Island video, You think of Ireland, I'm going to be honest with you, the last thing you think of is our people there.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But I saw them out there. It was crazy. You know? So, you know, we really are scattered, man. I mean, it's just amazing, man, you know, how the Most High said.
We saw it last week with the pictures the bishop was showing.
He was talking about it and said, hey, we got a big job to do.
Yeah, man. We're in like a pocket. It's not even like we're in every little pocket in the world.
There is a remnant, right? So, you know, the majority of us, there's a large bulk of us that are here. I don't even want to say majority. There's a huge amount that are here in America, right? United States. But there's pockets of remnants.
Yeah, man.
Like everywhere in the earth.
You would never think.
Bro, you're gonna see. I mean, we saw one in the Bronx camp. Look straight like a samurai, and I don't mean a true samurai.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I'm talking about like typical
every
Japanese,
those
whatever.
Yep.
And the dude had the Yankee fit, looking wearing the Ephraim uniform with the Yankee fitted, looking just typical East Coast, whatever. Had Tim's and all that. He was Ephraim, bro. But you look at him and you would say, no way, no how.
Right.
This dude is Chino. And you just be like, Chino, right? He's Chino Latino.
John 10. Directly quoting
Jesus. Chino Latino.
Because we got to be very mindful. You know, and when I do the daily bread, it's died down a lot.
They were getting on you?
Yeah, they got a scoffer here.
They were getting on your rosy cheeks?
Yeah, my ruddiness.
Right? Yeah, according to their definition.
According to their definition, yeah. But, I wink at ignorance, like the scripture says. I don't bother. Because the spirit bear witness, 1022?
Let's bother a little bit for a second.
720? 720.
Yeah,
720. Thanks, 7? Yep, 7. Okay. These are dusty scriptures, right? We don't bring out much, but they're important. Okay?
The book of St. John, chapter 7, verse 24. Judge not according to the appearance.
All right, so Christ said, judge not according to the appearance. Okay, go ahead.
But judge righteous judgment.
But judge righteous judgment. All right, so we got to be very mindful, man. You know, I mean, we don't know, man. You may have, a brother. If you look at him, our youngest brother,
mm-hmm.
Y'all could say, y'all know him, y'all seen him, man, he could pass for Esau,
right.
Like we were Esau, we could probably pass for him, but then, then we start talking, and it's like,
Romans 8:16, right, that says, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. That never really manifested as much as it does now, when we go into these different places where people are scattered.
Yeah.
Judging not by appearance and actually seeing people like, that look like would be prototypical hidden, but then it's actually our people. So it's crazy.
And you got to remember one thing, too, right? A lot of our people have joined the armed forces, and you stationed all over the world.
Right.
All right? And that's no different from under the Assyrian captivity. It was the same exact thing, man. We were scattered. And you know what? What's going to happen? Assyrian captivity was 722 BC, and not to digress, but okay. And from 722 BC all the way to approximately 539, 538, what were we doing? Mixing,
right.
So that's when it really, really started becoming heavy. Man. You know what I mean? And you'll have some family members that one parent is dark-skinned, one parent is light-skinned, and you have a combination of the kids, depending on how many kids you have. You know? Some may come out with a little woolly hair, some in between. So you never know. So go to what Cap was bringing out with that brother. His mom was Japanese. His mom was an Ammonite. But his pops, and I think it was the same situation. He was in the service, if I'm not mistaken. And his father was from.
Crazy.
But guess what? It resonated with him. He stayed there for a minute. Y'all seen the video. You can look it up there. I think it's, matter of fact, I edited that video. I titled that thing. And then you look at, we're going to bring up, turn it over to Cap. Guess what? We're getting hit hard with this. And it's not just the virus itself, right? It's the underlying things that come from this. It's the derivatives that come as a result of this, right? People better, this is just the initial thing. It's the other things, like the one I posted today about, you commented on it, I think.
Yeah, I think it's heavy.
With Louisiana.
Right. It said that it's worse than Katrina as far as not just the, the virus, but the unemployment.
Yeah, the trickle effect.
Medical attention.
Yes, sir.
Influence is having the people toward each other, everything.
Right.
I was like, man, that's heavy.
Right, exactly, man. So it's more, man. You see, with the reservations, the same thing. Guess what? If they would have never been on those reservations, that probably wouldn't have spread as much as it did because they're on top of each other.
Right.
They own this whole land, and when the Europeans came, they forced them to give them a little section. Of course, you're gonna. They said that the running water, they have no clean running water. It's horrible. Same thing with us in the projects.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I was trying to see if the article came up. Do me a favor, text me the article. It didn't show up on my iMessage here.
The CNN one?
Yeah, the CNN one, so I can pull it up, please. so I can jump into that so we can talk about the Danites, right? Let's talk about the Navajo.
And they're known. They're probably one of the most known out of all the Gadai tribes.
Right.
Did you get it?
So, you know, if you're a follower of the show, you know, several weeks back, you know, when all this was like early on starting, I think it was one of our first Zoom broadcasts, we were talking about, we had some articles from Vox and the New York Times showing the disproportionate effect on our people, right? And, you know, of course, there's not a lot of advocacy from Northern Kingdom brothers, for Northern Kingdom that have a platform in Israel, right? I mean, obviously, all of us are pushing the same truth that the Bible speaks of. But I found it interesting that the media, interesting and validating that the media, they keep saying African-American, but not talking about, you know, the native numbers
right.
or the Hispanic numbers, right? So we did the show where we spoke not just about, you know, the so-called blacks, but we spoke about the Hispanics being disproportionately affected as well. And, you know, we explained how it's a crafty device of the media. We are going to go back into the agents of socialization aspect because we still didn't really get deep into religion and the state, and we need to do that. But I wanted to speak about this for the past few weeks. Obviously, we spent on the health. But the point being, don't fall for it and just be like, oh, well, I don't see no articles for, you know, what's going on with the rest of these people.
Right.
Very rarely is that stuff reported, and it's part of their crafty council casting the bands asunder because they don't want us to unite in our misery because that's the type of stuff that'll have us all be like, well, wait a second, you're going through that too? Yeah, yeah, we're going through that too. So, you know, that's going to help us band together and show, you know, the curses coming to life. So let me read this headline here. It says, Navajo Nation surpasses New York State for the highest COVID-19 infection rate in the United States. Now, that's an alarming number, right? So this is why I say, understand that that's talking about the infection rate. So we're dealing with the percentages, which makes things more fair, right? Because if you go by raw numbers, New York just has more people, and it's going to look like a higher percentage, right? But it's clear that New York has been the so-called epicenter of the outbreak here in the United States. So that's a very telling graphic that they're telling you the Navajo Nation. And that's the Navajo Nation, which are pretty prominent. I wonder how the rest of the tribes are doing with this as well. And it says the Navajo Nation surpasses New York State for the highest COVID-19 infection rate in the U.S. The Navajo Nation has surpassed New York and New Jersey for the highest per capita coronavirus infection rate in the U.S. Another sign of COVID-19's disproportionate impact on minority communities. Right? This is the emphasis that we're speaking about. Now, per capita means, again, based on the number of people there, how much they represent, how the infection rate that's happening among them, right? It says the Navajo Nation, which spans parts of Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah, reported a population of 173,667 on the 2010 census. As a result, with 4,002 cases, the Native American territory has 2,304.41 cases of COVID-19 for 100,000 people.
Hey, so that's how you know these censuses are to number us.
Yep, right.
Because if they know those numbers, they know the efficacy of whatever they want to put out there.
Yes.
Hence this
yes.
coronavirus.
Yes. Right. You got to remember something, and I've said this before. A lot of times, depending on where you're at in this walk, something will come out. And we'll sit there and we'll go, some of us, and go, nah, that can't be. Mm-hmm. Right? That's mm-hmm. They're going to go through all this trouble for us.
Right.
Oh. Really? They're going to be able to do yes. something just like that? And it'll pop in your head because evil communication corrupts.
Right.
No matter who you are in this walk. And you have in the back of your head the reflex to resist things that sound different than the status quo. So you'll hear something that we'll bring out, Bishop will bring out. I don't know about that. And one of those things is that the virus seems to have been altered. They're saying mutating naturally, and it's impacting us. And like I have brought out on a prior show, yes, it is a direct result of the curses there. Basically, there was some groundwork laid for us being socioeconomically disadvantaged, meaning what? We don't have the same access to levels of care. We are psychologically scarred from the various experiments that have gone on to us. We don't trust doctors and medical professionals, so we tend to not go as much, so we suffer longer with ailments. And our food supply and the access to food and things like that and medicines and care, it's disproportionately disadvantaged for our people. But that is not the only reason that the stuff is happening to us. Because you're going to read those stats in the article and they're going to say, they don't have access to care, this, that, and the other. They also this virus, and it's disproportionately affecting our people. It's more virulent than our people.
There's no way that a virus can slip on the scene and then mutate in a few months to start affecting one particular people. It's impossible.
Unless it was like some genetically modified virus
exactly.
to begin with.
Exactly. There's no way that's impossible.
But for example, the flu, it takes the whole flu season to change from year to year. Right? So they're saying this naturally occurring virus, which you see that there's patents out there for coronaviruses, not this particular iteration, but they're all in the same family.
Right.
And what they do is they have these labs where supposedly they play with these viruses to find cures for viruses. But Esau being Esau with war in his heart.
That's right.
Can we get that scripture? War was in his heart. War. Like the brother that had the smelly feet, and we said war was in his feet. Right? In those labs, yes, they might be making medicines because it profits them. It's not some humanitarian cause, right? And I'm going to talk, remind me in a second to talk about the, I can't remember the name of the drug company, but there's a drug company that released some early results of the vaccine is promising, and this.
Yeah, you have GlaxoSmithKline.
No, it wasn't GlaxoSmithKline. It starts with an M. Something like that. Remind me to come back to that after we read this. So they're in those labs, and supposedly they're playing with these viruses, right? Because remember, you had the SARS, you had the MERS, and those are all types of coronaviruses, right? The common cold is a coronavirus, right?
Right.
Because there's different iterations of colds, right? And they're in there, and they're saying that they're doing this to try to find medicines, which is for profit. But in addition, they're playing with these viruses, and because war's in his heart, they're weaponizing these things. They did it, and this is the irony of how we're dealing with the Navajo Nation, because they plagued them with blankets and smallpox. That was the most rudimentary way to poison them, right, to give them diseases. And now it's happening again. In this day. So it's their MO, like, you know what I'm saying? It's their modus operandi. This is how they roll.
Nothing new.
Right. But don't for one second let yourself sleep in this and say, no, it's some naturally occurring. Listen, their hand is in all that. And listen, we can be, it's probably worse than what we even thinking. Because, right, I like to say that if we know something,
yep.
It's right. Probably not really what their plan is or their agenda.
Moderna.
Okay, so we'll talk about that in a second. So read this scripture, please.
The book of Psalms, chapter 55, verse 20. He has put forth his hand against such as be at peace with him. He has broken his covenant.
Right, so he has put forth his hand as such as be with peace with him. This is relevant to all the tribes. It was very relevant to Gad, right? They kept making peace treaties, and they broke them, right? Not Gad, okay? And he says, as such forth, and they have broke their covenant. Right? Come on.
The words of his mouth were smoother than butter.
They're going to talk to you. They're going to tell you all these nice things. They're going to smooth out these statistics and give you all these reasons why these things are happening. Smoother butter is not even just nice speaking. It's not Joel Osteen speaking. It's let's blame China or let's blame this. Yep. It wasn't us, right? Or it was this. And they're so crafty with it. Because some of you, right, invariably you're going to have some people who don't know and don't believe, and they'll come up and say, well, how come there's Edomites dying from this too? There's Chinese and Elamites and, you know, all this other stuff, right, dying from this. Those are casualties of war to convince you otherwise. That's part of smoother than butter. That's what butter do.
That's right. Yeah.
Butter good on anything, right? Butter going to make everything taste better, right?
That's right.
You pass some butter on a steak when it's done, it tastes good. Bro, you have a little, you know, them little cornbread loaves,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Them things is beasts, right? By themselves with some coffee. You heat one of them up and pass some butter on it. Ooh. butter make bland ass roaches of the sea taste good.
That's true.
Because I used to be a lobster and shrimp fiend, and guess what I would do? Butter.
Yep.
You slathering it down with butter.
They give it to you in little cups.
Yeah.
You dip it in.
Yeah. It ain't necessarily that you just trying to eat it. I never seen anybody not dip their lobster tail in butter. You full of crap. You dip that thing in butter. Butter make everything more palatable. More palatable. There's a reason scriptures is using the word that his words were smoother than butter. It's not just nice talking. See, there's layers to all this. Like digging out something. You got to take all the meat off the bone. You got to eat the chicken like Judah eat the chicken off the bone.
You got to eat the marrow.
Right? You got to eat. You got to
get the marrow.
It's not only thing that we eat the little thing on there and stuff like that. You know, most of us. And Judah be like, damn, there's still chicken on there. I'd be like, no, man, that's cartilage or something. They're like, mm-mm.
It's like you're like a dead animal in the desert, man. It's like nothing.
No. That's what we got to do with the scriptures, right? We got to take all that stuff off of there, right? So the butter has a lot of levels. Read it from the top again.
The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart.
But war was in his heart. In his mind, war is in his heart. Let me get the prophecy that he would live by the sword in Genesis. All right, we gotta bring it out. We gotta bring it out because we gotta set the table because we're gonna talk about what people are gonna say are conspiracy theories, and we gotta be careful what we say because they're taking stuff off. And they say we say anything crazy about COVID.
Yeah, anything against it. Or, yeah.
Right. So you know, gotta be thinking good. Oh man, so we gotta read this.
Chapter 27, verse 39. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth, and of the dew of heaven above.
This is the prophecy of the blessing that Esau has, right? And the fatness of the earth and the dew from heaven above. Hey, you've been hearing it now. I was reading articles that the international community is so concerned about how America's going. They're on record saying it's disturbing to them because they usually roll with how America goes for guidance. Like they said it, like it, this is what I'm saying. They throw stuff out there all the time, but y'all too busy reading about how Magic Johnson is giving $100 million to small businesses, or y'all too busy watching
the
Michael Jordan
ESPN
series, right?
Everybody's talking about
So you miss these other types of information that they throw out in front of you, right? Go ahead.
Verse 40. And by thy sword shalt thou live.
By thy sword, meaning war was in his heart. Everything he does and how he lives is in that aggressive posture, right? Come on.
And shalt serve thy brother, and it shall come to pass when thou shalt have the dominion that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck.
And that's the prophecy because at one time Israel was over. We had our kingdom, right, with the kings of Israel and the judges. And then it says when he will break it off his neck, which what happened when we went into captivity and the various captivities. And then the final one was the diaspora in 70 AD, right? And they took the reign in the time of the Gentiles is what we're living in until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. That's
right.
What that's going into, all right? So war was in his heart, all right? So understand when we bring these things out, you have to understand the type of mindset, the type of soul, which is not a bright in him, is there. And the confederacy that's with him, right? So it says, by contrast, New York State now has a rate of 1,806 cases for 100,000, and New Jersey is at 1,668 cases for 100,000, right? So it was 2304.41 for the Navajo Nation. The Navajo Nation president, Jonathan Nez, told CNN's Sarah Sidner of its rate on the Situation Room Sunday night. The nation has the truest stay-at-home orders in the country. And then the other thing I'm hearing with the stay-at-home stuff. Everybody forgot that the stay-at-home order was to flatten the curve of what? To not overwhelm the hospital system. The stay-at-home was never to stop the spread of the virus. Because first of all, when the Most High has handled everything, and when he want to put something out, he going to put something out. And Esau is super crafty in how they handle that stuff. Staying home is not going to prevent infection. Staying home, I mean, everybody would have to isolate as if they were in bunkers from nuclear fallout for at least a year with zero contact between humans for the virus to die out. Like I was reading that on like one of the shows or something like that. So that people are forgetting that they're thinking this isolation is designed to kill the virus. It wasn't. According to them, it was to not overwhelm the hospital system.
Right.
This stuff is prevalent. It's going to spread. Okay. So it says, but the Navajo Nation has one of the strictest stay-at-home orders in the country. But yet they have the highest rate in the United States of infection per capita. It says mandating residents not leave their homes unless there is an emergency or they are essential workers. So it's not even like the type of stay-at-home orders that we have. They said stricter because they know there ain't a lot of them left. So even those who leave home for work must have documentation on company letterhead with a verifiable contact number for a manager in order to go. But the last few months, the nation has been on weekend lockdowns to prevent members from being out and risking infection. But case numbers have continued to rise. Other minority groups also have been hit hard by the coronavirus. Of the 39 states and the District of Columbia reporting the race and ethnicity of residents who have died of COVID-19, African Americans make up about 13% of the population in those places, but 27% of COVID-19 deaths. Right? So they are only 13% of the population, but they make up 27% of the deaths. We're not even talking about infection rate. We're talking about the dying, right? And I don't know if the stat's going to come out of here, but they talk about white people was like 50% death. Like it's not
out of
everything. Like basically as far as cases, like right, is what I'm talking about. But we're dying at higher rates, like 80%, something like that. There's so many numbers flying around. But it says in California, Latinos make 53% of the state's cases, so more than half, despite making up the 39% of the state's population.
Right, and I'm glad you put that because some people say, oh, well, of course California is a bunch of Hispanics there. No, it's just telling you.
Right. They only make up 39%.
Right. Which is a big amount.
Yes. But it's a minority.
That's a huge state.
Yes, and that's a huge state. Numbers would hold true elsewhere. We read about Chicago and Michigan, all of that a few weeks back. Spikes in cases. Ness said there has been a huge spike in cases among the population, resulting in 140 deaths for the entire nation as of this week, talking about the Navajos. A press release from the Navajo Nation issued Saturday said that experts projected cases would peak in their population in mid-May. Part of the reason for the spike is increased testing capacity. More than 23,791 members, or 11% of the population, the Navajo Nation have tested for the virus. So here's, they go into some of their reasons for the increased spread. So it says multiple reasons for increased spread. Another reason for the large number of cases is that multiple generations live in one home. When one person gets COVID, goes home, they turn to infect the rest of the family. Additionally, 30 to 40% of residents do not have running water. So giving you a little insight into the reservations, all right, the projects. They're worse than the projects because at least we have water. It's like we didn't have hot water. We, for the most part, we always had water.
Very rarely did
we have, yes, right. You didn't have to pay for it. That's why they would turn it off whenever the hell they felt like
it. Yeah, exactly.
The heat, too. That thing wouldn't be on all night.
Yeah, that's true.
That thing would shut off at 10 o'clock, bro, and wouldn't turn on again till 6 in the morning. So from 10 to 6, bro. Ooh,
yeah, you need a blankets galore.
Bro, blankets galore. You have to buy electric heaters. Actually, before electric heaters, you would turn on the burners and the oven and leave the thing open in the house. Dangerous as Anyway, additionally, 30 to 40% of residents do not have running water, Ness said. That prevents everyone from being able to wash their hands as often as recommended. Another challenge, the nation is a food desert, which means that more people are at the few grocery stores, convenience stores, and gas stations to purchase food. When we run out of food or supply, we have to go to the stores, and there's a lot of people there. And I believe the spread is happening there as well as at home. In a static press release, Nez urged residents to continue to stay in lockdown as much as possible and maintain good hygiene practices. For every passing day, we are closer to beating COVID-19, whether we realize or not this virus. We have to stay the course when it comes to staying home as much as possible, wearing masks in public, washing our hands, and taking every precaution to ensure our safety, and repent. Right? Then I say that there.
Yeah, right.
And repent. So we got, I might need to get more brothers on it. We got one of the brothers here that's been reaching out to try to speak to some of these chiefs about some of the virus conditions and the way some of the states are dealing with them to see if they'd be willing to speak on the show. So we're trying to work that out, but I want to maybe assign someone else too so that they can continue to follow up.
Bro, 40% of running water, that's insane. And then it said that it's a food desert, right? Here I am complaining when I was shopping that I had to set up for tuna and pastas and rice and beans and things like that. Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Insane.
That's heavy.
That's everyday life.
So now, I mean, unless y'all guys got something, I wanna take it a step further. Let's do the video. You can watch the video. And,
I mean, at the end of it, it's evidence. It's that the numbers don't lie, right? Regardless if they're skewed one way or the other, right? It is what it is. You know, our people are getting hit the hardest.
So are you saying that the virus is prejudice? The virus is bias, I would say, in that it's targeted disproportionately towards our people, yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're going to put up a video because I want to take this another to even further, let you know that it's not just here in America. It's not just what Bishop's been bringing out about stuff with Africa, all right? But this has been hitting our brothers and sisters in other countries as well. So we're going to play this video and bring it out. It'll play with sound and everything?
Yeah.
Okay. And they're going to see it here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just...
Yeah. They probably make it longer. They probably make the day longer.
Give me a second, sir.
Yep. Okay. You know, I gotta see here because I wanna read what's being said as it goes. So.
Yeah, don't even focus on that.
I'm gonna have to look there. All right, turn it towards me a little more and start from the beginning. And let me just preface this by
just
saying this.
Now.
Yeah, now it did. All right, and we're starting here. So let me just say this. Not to say that people in the regular cities, like populated areas in these countries, are not Israel, right? But chances are these that are more tribal are definitely more people than some of the rest, right? So, but not only, right? So let's go ahead. Let's read this. Yeah, yeah. So you see, they don't even have masks, so they're using this special leaf, right, to try to do this thing, okay?
And they're wearing dresses.
And they're all wearing dresses. Hey, look, no, she got fringes on her. I know she ain't got border of blue. I mean, her stomach out, but I think that's because she's been eating burgers on the low.
Not over there.
Nah, she's probably taking the trip to the city, bro. She's taking the trip to the city to eat the McDonald's and the KFC. But notice how they dress, right? And I'm telling you, it's American. It's an American poison about this immodest apparel that they do, right? You ain't gonna see none of them here dressed immodestly, right? And then they try to tell you that. I mean, you might see some tribes that are a little more exposed in the video, but they try to tell you that when they came here, when they came to these places, that we were just butt naked running around like savages.
Hey, and I don't want to hear that it's hot out there because even in the summer of our hair, women be wearing jeans.
Yep, right. Exactly.
Right.
That's worse.
Right.
That's worse. I'd rather listen. When we go up to some of these warm climates and we got our boot bands on and everything, when I take myself off, it's like a sauna in my pants. So you ain't telling me that pants keeps you cooler. I would love to have a little flap to let some of the breeze go up into the sack. All right. Anyway, go ahead. To avoid a catastrophe, it says, right? Indigenous tribes across South America. You can figure it out. Are taking virus prevention measures into their own hands. Right? Nobody's.
No hay médicos en nuestras comunidades. No hay materiales
no
de prevención
doctor,
ante
no,
esta
no
pandemia.
Medical prevention materials, right?
No hay respeto por
no
nuestros derechos humanos
human rights.
En las
so
comunidades.
All right? It's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's not just an American thing, right? Because some people try to say, oh, no, everywhere else there's love, there's this, there's that. It's everywhere that it's affecting our people, right? Come on.
El Estado no tiene un programa, ningún gobierno tiene ningún protocolo,
no, no
ningún
protocol
programa específico para los pueblos indígenas.
And so the extreme isolation of many native tribes makes them especially vulnerable to outside diseases, right? Because their immune system has not been exposed. This is the same thing they did when they came over here and the conquistadors first, and then in America, right? and spreading diseases amongst our people. So it would devastate them much more than it would anybody else. So they have estimated 100,000 indigenous people. Hey, pause that for a second. You're telling me that's not our people? You know, what's that look like? Like the tribes in Africa with the thing in his lip. I'm not saying that's an Israelite thing, but I'm saying, where he got that from?
And then the guy from the last country, Peru,
looked
like the accident, machete.
Right. Trejo.
Trejo.
Manny Trejo.
There you go.
He's like 85 now. Hey, that's like the African thing in the lip. Why? Because, remember, we fled to, not all came here one time.
Officer.
And some of us were exposed to Africa, and we came over that way, right? What's that saying?
It's just
Adobe Creative Cloud.
That's like,
just had technical difficulties. Turned it off, and no, they shut it off.
Oh, it's just nothing. Hey, Gideon from PR. We'll sign Christ bless you. Sabbath. Oh, remind me to go back to the thing with the medical company, because I didn't make my point in that. You forgot to remind me. You looked it up.
Don't forget.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm sorry.
Wow, the Creative Cloud still doing it?
Yeah. Stricken, Sao Paulo. This is the conditions pretty bad over there.
Incomparável com tudo que eu tenho vivido até hoje, eu sou infectologista de base. Eu já vi pacientes com todas as doenças pulmonares possíveis, sistema.
Right. So she says it's unlike anything she's ever seen. This validates the point of how virulent it is amongst our people, right? How virulent it is amongst the Israelites. And get the scripture ready in Deuteronomy 28, where it talks about the curses will pursue thee and overtake thee and all of that, right? So go ahead. Go back. I won't read it yet.
É capítulo novo da medicina, a gente está tendo que escrever na raça no dia a dia. E sem saber qual vai ser a próxima frase.
So don't think it's in America, maybe. To our people every day. In favela, that's the hood, they take a thousand different conditions.
Ele está usando tudo conforme manda a lei, né? A luva, bota, máscara, e a gente tem que avançar. A favela não precisa ficar esperando o governo, porque ele, o governo vai esperar morrer muita gente nas favelas para depois começar a agir. Então a gente vai começar antes.
He said they're come together and they're doing that themselves. He said because the government don't care about them. He said that they'll just wait till a bunch of us die before they do anything.
And they're doing it themselves. They took initiative. Wow.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Fazer o preventivo.
In Ecuador, right? And since the economic capital has become a symbol of the chaos of the pandemic. Look at that, they can't embody that. They've got the refrigeration trucks.
wards and hospitals were quickly overwhelmed, leaving hundreds of bodies decaying at home for days, their dead bodies lying in the streets, or in the streets where they fell. They ran out of traditional wooden coffins, the boxes were started doing people. Watch what they say about the boxes. They would drop off boxes to the neighborhood. Charge us a large movie
business fee. Account. It's a business account. That, that should never. It's in the contract. That should never go down.
It's jacked up over here. Yeah, we apologize for the it's showing up here too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's just move on from it. I'm not sure what else was gonna be on there, but let's read this. All right.
The Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 45. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee and shall pursue thee.
Right, and so the curses were what? The different plagues, the different sicknesses that it was speaking about, right? So it says, all these curses, right, shall come upon thee and pursue thee. Oh, it says the live video has ended.
Yep.
I went back. I'm recording.
Oh, man. Did they cut us or just got messed up?
I think the Wi-Fi is not strong enough.
Yeah, but we're supposed to have an arrangement here where you're hardwired, and we're not supposed to be Wi-Fi on that. So if you're on Wi-Fi, that's part of the problem. We're not supposed to be on Wi-Fi here. Are we still on the Block Talk?
Yes.
Okay. So go ahead. Let's read this scripture. We may just have to wrap it up early because of that. So.
Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, and shall be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments, and his statutes which he commanded thee.
So when it says that these curses, it said they will pursue thee and overtake thee, it's showing that it's going to be in all the earth that these curses and these plagues would come upon us. Jump to verse 61.
Verse 61.
Actually, start at 60.
Verse 60. Moreover,
no, sorry. Go up and go to 59.
Verse 59. Then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed, even great plagues, and of long continuance, and sore sicknesses, and of long continuance.
So notice it says, and the plagues of thy seed, to let you know that this is part of that pursuing and that overtaking of the curses. Wasn't just wherever you were in the earth, but that sickness was always going to follow us, right? And now it's to the point where they're what? Engineering it to affect us, right? Come on, read.
Moreover, it will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee.
Read on.
Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law.
Coronavirus.
Them,
come on.
Them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed.
Uh-huh.
And ye shall be left few in number, whereas ye were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because thou wouldest not obey the voice of the Lord thy God.
Alright, so understand that this is, yes, it is by the hand of God that a lot of this stuff is going on, but it is clearly part of the curses of the Most High God. Alright?
Right.
Esau is just the weapon, the instrument that the Lord is using to afflict us.
Right. Read 63. Because here's what a lot of Christians, they don't think that the Most High is the King of Terrors, like it says in Job. Mm-hmm. They don't think, like I always bring out, that El Shaddai means terrible demonic powers.
Right.
They say it every day in the Christian churches, El Shaddai, El Shaddai. You don't know what you're asking for. Check this out, how he rose.
And it shall come to pass, as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good.
So as he rejoiced, right, because we're his first fruits, right? We are joint heirs with Christ, right? We're his chosen people. Okay,
and to multiply you,
go ahead.
So the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you.
He will rejoice to destroy you. Okay, because we refuse to follow laws, statutes, and commandments. We are rebellious people. Go ahead.
And to bring you to naught.
Us to nothing. Go ahead.
And ye shall be plucked from off the land where the
Lord is. Okay, so understand the God that you serve, man. We serve a God that is just. He's long-suffering, but when he can't take anymore, he can't take anymore. Just like a parent.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, being that we had those technical difficulties, unless you got any closing thoughts, I'm going to move to wrap it up because we kind of killed the vibe with that, with that internet service. So.
Okay. All right. Let's just pray for our brothers and sisters, you know, that they repent and look at this as a warning, man.
Yeah.
For the Most High.
Yeah. It's time. It's definitely an opportunity to strike what our iron is out. We got some nice flyers that we are using. We're gonna basically use the awareness of the 19 for what the Most High did, right? It's a sign of times.
Right.
And we're gonna use that to show people that we got the answer so that they're not sitting there wondering why and how.
That's
and all
why
that
it says
stuff.
That did you post that link? All things are working for good.
Yeah, all things work together for good. So there's a number of us that need to die, but remember, going with the prophecy of Zechariah, there's different ways that he's gonna be killing certain of us. And it's too good for us to have awareness and for a lot of our people to repent in these troubled last times, last days. So, all right, well, that's the show this week. Okay, Lord's will, maybe next week we'll be able to jump back on the ages of socialization, all right? I didn't get to speak about the Moderna thing.
Oh, Moderna, yeah.
But it's all right. We can always just maybe post an article or something.
But they're still going to be boasting that they got the cure, so it'll still be
right.
Relevant.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about that, so. All right, well, with that, we say shalom.
Shalom.
Yeah, we got to work it out so that you're hardwired in here, not Wi-Fi.
Okay. You're not able to go hardwired?
Yeah, no, that was my bad day.
Yeah, we could never, ever.
Nope, at least that was the issue. We were always Wi-Fi and have issues.
Yeah. All right, let's go, because you got a council, right?
Yeah, 12:15.
Did you happen to bring the laptop?
Yeah, but I gotta set it up first with the case. We gotta register it, the serial numbers, admin, and all that. So
okay.
If you're boogieing now, you probably won't be able to take it right now.
Okay.
You gotta go.
Probably gonna be here for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, because we have a process to sign it out, so you gotta sign it out.
Yeah.
Good.